This is 1410 KLEM Lamar's and on 96.9 FM.
KLEM Radio and Wasmer Post 241 American Legion now present our Memorial Day program. It is brought to you by MRK Insurance, OH Livermore Construction, Lamar's Truck Stop and J&J Cafe, Jammin' Entertainment, Campbell Lawn Care, Siouxland Glass, Schmidt's Custom Arms, Lolly's East Side, Dreckman Excavating, Northwest Iowa Credit Union, Maurer Johnson Funeral Home, Iowa Abstract and Title, Sherry Sitzman New York Life, Lampert's Lumber, Floyd Valley Healthcare, First Choice Realty, Nohava Construction, Rexwinkle Funeral Homes, Campbell's Electric, Lamar's Agri Center, Noram Cold Storage, Rejoice Community Church, Old World Massage, Heartland Hearth, Murphy Collins and McGill PLC, Anthony Plumbing and Heating, Guardian Angel Preschool and Daycare, Little Sioux Corn Processors, Matkin Insurance, Bacher's Sports Bar, Smith Insurance, NIPCO, Remsen Farmers Co-op, Mrs. B's Convenience Store in Remsen, Arnold Motor Supply, Wilchin Brothers Construction, Northwest Iowa Auto Center, M. Catton and Company, Perspective Insurance.
This is Dan Pluger. I'm the commander of the American Legion Wasmer Post number 241 here in Lamar's, Iowa. And because of the COVID-19 pandemic this year, we're going to be doing a program online thanks to KLEM Radio. Since I've been the commander here for 2 years now, I'm starting to feel a little jinxed because last year we had a rain out and we had to have the program at Lamar's Community School. And now this year we can't have the program because of the COVID-19. However, weather permitting, when this airs, we hope to have the flags out at the courthouse anyway so people can go up there and look at it. Again, that'll be weather permitting. If it's raining, of course, the flags will not be out. So a day to remember is this Memorial Day. This is a day we take time to remember those in the military who gave their lives in defense of the United States of America. But that sacrifice has no meaning without remembrance. By honoring the country's war dead, we continue their memory for their service and loss of life. Our Father God, today is our Memorial Day, the day wherein we pause to remember and honor our loved ones who have gone before us. We dedicate their graves with flowers and ribbons and the graves of our veterans with a small American flag. Today we also honor over 1,300 veterans with these flags posted around our courthouse, and we thank you, Lord, for the privilege of gathering here to do so. All these veterans served their time for our freedom, and some of them made the supreme sacrifice by paying with their lives on the field of battle. And so with humble hearts, we pay our reverent respect to our departed comrades. We recall their accomplishments and promise to keep the peace for which they bought and paid for with their blood. Let us further consecrate our living to the real America worth fighting for. May all their souls rest in peace. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Every crisis has new heroes. During the 9/11 attacks, they were the first responders running into burning and crumbling buildings as others ran out. Now, during the coronavirus pandemic, the most visible heroes are the healthcare professionals who are saving others and risking their own lives while doing so. These heroes have much in common with the people that we honor today, America's fallen veterans. They are men and women who have sacrificed their own lives so others could live. They are both elite and ordinary. They are elite in the sense of character. Giving your life so others could live is the ultimate definition of selfless. They are ordinary in the fact that they represent the diverse fabric of our country. They are rich and poor, black and white, male and female. They come from every ethnicity and background. In short, they look like any one of us. As we celebrate the selfless and untiring performances of healthcare workers during the COVID-19 pandemic, it brings to mind the military medics, doctors, and nurses who sacrificed their lives while treating others on the battlefield. One such hero was pharmacist mate Third Class Jack Williams. The Navy Reserve Corpsman was only 20 years old when he landed in Iwo Jima 75 years ago. On March 3, 1945, James Naughton, a Marine in Williams' unit, was wounded by a grenade. While under intense enemy fire, Williams dragged Naughton to a shallow depression and treated his wounds. Williams used his own body as a screen and was shot 4 times, yet he continued. After he treated Naughton, Williams dressed his own wounds. He then proceeded to treat another Marine, despite his own immense pain. While heading to the rear, he was hit by a sniper's bullet and killed. For his actions, Petty Officer Williams was awarded the Medal of Honor. We also remember Army veterans like Lieutenant Sharon Lane. According to her biographer, Philip Bigler, Lieutenant Lane threw herself into her work as a nurse. While serving in Colorado, she requested a transfer to Vietnam. "There, at least, you are busy 12 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week," she said in a 1968 letter to her parents. Her dedication was obvious, even as she treated enemy Viet Cong soldiers who would return the favor by kicking, cursing, and spitting at their American captors. In the early morning of June 8, 1969, Sharon's tour of duty ended. A Soviet-built rocket struck the hospital. Lieutenant Sharon A. Stone was killed in action at age 25. If she were still here, her skills as a nurse might still be benefiting us during the current crisis. But not all of the heroes working during the COVID-19 pandemic are in the healthcare industry. Grocers, first responders, delivery workers, and drive-through restaurant employees are just a few of the many people that we rely on to provide vital services for society while risking their own safety. The military also has heroes in every occupational field. Truck drivers, cooks, and administrative clerks all have paid the ultimate price. At sea, on land, or in air, military service requires great risk. Roy Knight Jr. was a pilot in the U.S. Air Force. On May 19, 1967, he was shot down while attacking a target on the Ho Chi Minh Trail in Laos. He was posthumously promoted to colonel. Last year, a joint team of the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency discovered and later identified Colonel Knight's remains. When his remains arrived at Dallas's Love Field, a crowd had gathered to witness the dignified transfer of the flag-draped casket from the Southwest Airlines jet into the receptive arms of the military honor guard. One observer reported that the entire crowd fell silent. The Southwest flight was piloted by another Air Force veteran, Colonel Knight's son, Brian. Brian Knight was only 5 years old when he said goodbye to his father as the elder Knight left for Vietnam. This is yet another legacy of those heroes leave behind. A legacy that includes their sons, daughters, grieving parents, grandparents, and friends. Their historic acts are sometimes performed to protect those with whom they serve. Corporal Jason Dunham was a squad leader with the 3rd Battalion, 7th Marines in Iraq. On April 14, 2004, his squad approached a Toyota Land Cruiser. After his squad discovered AK-47s in the vehicle, the enemy insurgent exited and engaged in hand-to-hand fighting with the unit. The driver dropped a grenade. To save his fellow Marines, Corporal Dunham made the ultimate sacrifice. He threw himself on the grenade and tried to use his helmet to shield the blast. Severely wounded by the grenade's fragments, Corporal Dunham was taken off life support 8 days later. Corporal Dunham died so other Marines could live. He, too, was awarded the Medal of Honor for his gallantry. Approximately 1 million men and women of the U.S. military have lost their lives in defense of our nation since the founding of this great republic. Not all have died from enemy fire. Some have died from diseases that have too often festered around war zones. Oftentimes, deaths from disease and accidents outnumbered casualties caused by enemy weapons. During the Spanish-American War, 60 soldiers of the all-black 24th Infantry Regiment volunteered to serve as nurses. 36 of them would later die of yellow fever or malaria. A generation later, the flu would kill nearly 16,000 U.S. soldiers in France during World War I. Another 30,000 American service members died in stateside camps. These men and women could have isolated safely in their homes, but they knew they had an important job to do, a mission to accomplish. They were all on a mission to serve. Even when the enemy is an invisible virus or a microscopic germ, the sacrifices made are just as meaningful. The U.S. military has already lost service members to COVID-19. This Memorial Day, as we continue to honor those who fell for us in battle, let us also pause to remember those who have also sacrificed their lives while serving others. May God bless them, and may God bless you for remembering them here today. Thank you.
I am a veteran, laid under the sod. I'm in good company. I'm up here with God. Come to my grave and visit with me. I gave my life so you could be free. Today is Memorial Day throughout this great land. There's avenues of flags, parades, and bands. I can hear the music, the firing squad and taps. Here come my comrades, the Legionnaires, the Blue Caps. One of them just put a flag by my stone. Someday he'll have one by his own. Some think of this day as just another day free from toil, while others are out busy working the soil. They say they have plans, other things to do. Don't put us aside, as you would an old shoe. Come visit my grave in this cemetery so clean. This is what Memorial Day means. There are many of us lying in wakeless sleep, in cemeteries of green and oceans of deep. It's sad that for many who fought so brave, now no one comes to visit their grave. We died so you could have one whole year free. Now can't you save just this one day for me? There are soldiers and sailors and airmen up here who went into battle despite of their fears. I've been talking up here to all of those men. If they had to do it over, they'd do it again. Look, someone is coming to visit my grave. It's my family. For them my life I gave. My wife. I remember our last embrace. As I left, the tears streamed down your face. I think you knew the day I shipped out that I wouldn't return. Your life be turned about. And there's my daughter that I used to hold. Can it be that you're nearly 20 years old? Next month is to be your wedding day. I wish I could be there to give you away. And my son's here too, Dad's little man. Always love your country, son. Do for it what you can. There is one thing that really did bother. That was watching you grow up without the aid of a father. I wish you could all hear me from up above. I'd tell you a father's best gift to his family is love. And what better way to prove that love to the end is when a man lays down his life for his friends. Well, I see it's time for you to go home. Your visit makes it easier to remain here alone. Don't cry, honey. You look so sad. Our children are free. You should be glad. Daughter, thanks for that bouquet so cute. Thank you, son, for that sharp salute. Come again. Oh, I forgot. You can't hear me from up here. But I know you'll come and visit me next year. I hope all veterans are remembered this way. On this day to remember. Memorial Day.
beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains majesty, above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for heroes in liberating strife, who more than self their country love, and mercy more than life. America, America, may God thy gold refine, and may all success be nobleness and every gain divine.
The following Legionnaires are recognized for achieving a half century or more of continuous membership in the American Legion. For 50 years of continuous membership, Ronald Detloff, Thomas D. Grossenheider, Ronald G. Harvey, David Lang, James F. Schapp, Dennis W. Utech, Charles Vandewater. For 60 years of continuous membership, Al Mazur, Donald Ronsick, and Bob Schroeder. And amazingly, we have a subject with 75 years of continuous membership in the American Legion, and his name is Virgil Brockle. Congratulations, gentlemen, and thank you for continuing to serve the American Legion.